AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Federal Reserve is raising its key interest rate as it tries to cool the economy and inflation. Mike Hempen has the numbers.
The Fed boosted its benchmark rate a half a point to a range of 4.25% to 4.5%, its highest level in 15 years. The latest move will further heighten the costs of many consumer and business loans and the risk of a recession.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
The inflation data received so far for October and November show a welcome reduction in the monthly pace of price increases. But it will take substantially more evidence to give confidence that inflation is on a sustained downward path.
The news pushed stocks lower, the Dow down 142 points or 0.4%, the S&P lost 0.6%, and the NASDAQ 0.8%. A destructive storm is marching across the country. Frank Pereira at the National Weather Service.
Pockets of moderate to heavy snow with strong winds out across the northern and central plains, with pockets of a wintry mix as well across the upper Midwest. And further to the south, yeah, we've had severe weather develop out across the lower Mississippi Valley, and that includes both severe thunderstorms, tornadoes, and heavy rain that have impacted portions of Louisiana and Mississippi.
A tornado blamed for the death of a young boy and his mother in Louisiana. Ukraine appears to have thwarted Russia's latest attack, this time on the capital Kyiv and surrounding region. President Vladimir Zelensky says air defense systems destroyed 13 drones. The wreckage damaged 5 buildings. Meantime, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says he cannot confirm reports the U.S. will send a Patriot missile battery to Ukraine.
We have been prioritizing air defense capabilities of late because that is the urgent need of the Ukrainians, as even today, Kyiv came under cruise missile attack from Russia. So that's as far as I'm going to go on that.
This is AP News. France will take on Argentina in the World Cup final after beating Morocco 2-0. Meanwhile, female fans there say they felt welcome and safe.
There have been no dress code issues at the first World Cup held in an Arab country. Argentina fan Karim Nieves says she feels safe in every aspect.
Being a woman in a World Cup is completely different than being like a woman in daily basis in Qatar.
Women's rights are limited there. English soccer fan Sarah Moore says she heard negative press reports about Qatar before arriving there.
I did have a few worries, but everyone is so welcoming. I've been fine walking about on my own.
Fatma Al-Nuaimi is one of the leaders of the events in Qatar.
This is actually one of the legacies that this World Cup would leave, of changing the perception of people have in this part of the world. And yeah, I mean, like, this is, there is no better than sports to actually help in clarifying and bridging this cultural gap.
She says the world is looking at Qatar in a different light. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.